When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Happy Wednesday. Sue here, the one that's been sick all week. Yes, I have the airplane virus. I was traveling back to back and, you know, it got me. It caught up to me. But we have been talking about how your spouse or your partner or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, treats you when you're sick. You know, if you had to grade them A to F, how would they rate?
As a nurse or like a somebody that's helping you?
I mean, are they like out, you know, buying you more cold medicine? Are they making you soup? Are they saying, can I get you a blanket? Do you need a heating pad? Is it that kind of thing? My husband, I'm actually going to get him on the phone because he's pretty good and I'm going to get his reaction to my grade for him. But Kendra, you are not so kind.
Well, I rated myself the same grade. I'm in the same boat.
You gave Stephen a C-.
I would say I'm the same way. I think we're both a C- because we're kind of in the weeds with little kids, and it's like
you're both like suck it up. You still have to go pick the kids up from school.
Both of us, equally. Like he does do the cooking and everything, and I'm so afraid I'm in trouble now.
Oh, I'm getting him on the phone.
I know, I'm afraid.
It's the last thing I do.
No, he is. I mean, honestly, he does the morning stuff. I'm here, so clearly he does a lot for our kids, and he's the morning guy, you know. So, but I just know that whenever either one of us has a little sniffle, it's almost like
the eye roll,
the dog ears go up, and it's like, what? No.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the battle back and forth. But I don't know, maybe it's just my house. We'll see. I think we have Vanessa on the phone from Quincy. Vanessa, how would you rate your partner or a person in your house when you're sick?
My boyfriend, he's got an A plus.
An A plus.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does he do? That's a high grade. That's almost a perfect score. So,
he'll get me Advil, Tylenol, cold medicine, tea, juice, whatever I need, heating pad, pillows, the whole.
Now, wait a minute. So, do you have to ask for those things, or if you're just not feeling well, does he just offer them up to you?
Oh yeah. If I'm not feeling good, he'll be like, hon, what can I do? What do you need?
What do you need?
What do you need?
The last time I heard those words was a long time ago.
That's like foreplay. Oh, my God. What do you need?
That's hilarious.
How can I help you? How can I support you?
Now,
he's a keeper.
Vanessa, do you mind me asking, do you have any children at home? Or is it just the two of you?
I do. It's just the two of us.
Wow. That makes it a little easier.
So let me turn the tables. When he's sick, are you just as attentive?
Oh, yeah. And it drives me crazy because he's very like, if I need anything, I'll let you know. But I want to help. I want to do everything. So, yeah, it's hard when he's like, I'm all set. I'm good. If I need anything, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So he's not as willing to accept the help. You're more of the one that wants the help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what do you need? I don't hear that in my house very often. So
what's your boyfriend's name?
Eric.
Eric, good on you. An A+. That's impressive. Yeah. All right, we got one A+ so far. Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah.
Thank you. Hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I actually want to know from Tom how you really are when you're sick. If you're demanding or if you're...
We'll get him on the phone.
Okay. I'm very curious, and I'm not even looking at my phone because I know I'm in trouble.
Stephen is going to kill you.
No.
But C-, Stephen.
But I'm a C- too. I put myself in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good caretaker either.